This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian officials reported fresh missile strikes Thursday in multiple parts of the country, with targets including gas facilities. The focus of the strikes by drones as well as missiles continues to be energy infrastructure, the Ukrainian military said in a statement, adding that the attacks stretch from Kyiv to Odessa in the south. As the first snow fell in Kyiv, officials said utility workers were trying to restore power nationwide after a barrage of Russian airstrikes earlier this week. About 10 million people were without power, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday evening in his nightly video report. A United Nations agency said it feared a humanitarian crisis this winter if the power outages continued. North Korea fired a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile Friday. Seoul's military reports its second launch in 2 days, which Japan said had splashed down in its exclusive economic zone. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said it had detected a presumed long-range ballistic missile fired from Pyongyang towards the East Sea, referring to the body of water also known as the Sea of Japan. South Korea's National Security Council met Friday to discuss the presumed missile launch, according to the presidential office. Tokyo also confirmed the launch, with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida saying on the sidelines at the Bangkok summit, the launch was, in his words, absolutely unacceptable. He added there were no initial reports of damage to ships or aircraft. The launch comes a day after North Korea fired a short-range ballistic missile, as its Minister of Foreign Affairs warned Pyongyang would